Good morning. High pressure is now anchored over interior New York and New England and dominating the weather picture across the northeastern part of the country. A clear night allowed temperatures to drop off quickly after sunset, and readings are just now reaching early morning lows and mainly in the 40s and lower 50s. So a clear, crisp start, a big change, about 20 to 30 degrees cooler on average region-wide this morning from just this time yesterday behind a front that brought early morning showers and thunderstorms on Sunday. Instead, now dry weather, and with plenty of sunshine, we'll have a nice rebound or more autumn-like feel out there, not only this morning, but throughout the day, with temperatures surging back through the 60s and into the mid-70s with low humidity for afternoon highs. Another clear, comfortably cool night tonight with upper 40s and lower 50s on average, and that'll take us into another gorgeous day tomorrow with high pressure in control, lots of sunshine, a bit warmer, with highs in the lower 80s. On Wednesday, we'll track the next front in our direction. Not particularly powerful, but scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible by the end of the day and after dark on Wednesday night. Before the front comes through, highs will be in the lower 80s again. Behind the front, just like today, we'll have sunny and cooler air with temperatures in the lower 70s for highs on Thursday, and that high pressure center will hang on into Friday with more sunshine and pleasant weather with highs staying in the lower 70s. Right now, it looks like it'll be dry for most, if not the entire day on Saturday, maybe some thunderstorms at night, and a better chance of showers and thunderstorms with another front on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms late this afternoon and evening across parts of southeastern Nebraska and adjacent portions of northern Kansas into portions of western and central Iowa. Moderate instability combined with deep layer shear should produce a few severe storms and possibly a couple of supercells later on today and through the evening. These storms have the potential to produce large hail and strong wind gusts. Meanwhile, the National Hurricane Center is tracking low pressure located about 900 miles east-northeast of the northern Leeward Islands. Satellite-derived wind data indicate that this system is producing an area of gale-force winds, but the center of circulation is not well-defined. The associated showers and thunderstorms continue to gradually increase and have become a little better organized during the past several hours. If the circulation of the system becomes better defined, a tropical storm could form later today before upper-level winds become less conducive for development. The low is expected to move northwestward or north-northwestward at 10 to 15 miles per hour over the central Atlantic Ocean over the next few days. And Super Typhoon Meranti is located about 165 miles south of Taipei, Taiwan, with sustained winds of 150 miles per hour and gusts to 185 miles per hour. Meranti is expected to strengthen a little more before approaching southern Taiwan in the next 48 hours. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/8 of a mile visibility and fog, 32 degrees with a northwest wind at 41 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 16 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies with areas of fog, 50 degrees, the dew point 47, 89% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.23 inches and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 111 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 21 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the upper 70s, Boston sunny in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 77 degrees, the low 54. The average temperature 66, that's 2 degrees above normal. 1/10 of an inch of precipitation yesterday for the month now, 8/10, which is still 32/100 of an inch below normal. And 24.25 inches for the year, which is 3.02 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 74 degrees. The average low, 53. The record high, 94, set in 1947. And the record low, 36, in 1875. Sunrise this morning was at 6:32 a.m., sunset this evening 7:10 p.m., 12 hours and 38 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and pleasantly mild today with highs in the lower 70s. Clear and comfortably cool tonight with lows in the mid-40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny, pleasant today with highs in the mid-70s. Clear and comfortably cool tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunny and pleasant today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Clear and comfortably cool tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny and pleasant today with highs in the middle to upper 70s. Clear and comfortably cool tonight, upper 40s and lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunny and pleasant today, mild, with highs in the mid-70s. Clear and comfortably cool tonight, upper 40s and lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunny and warm, still with low humidity, lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds, a late-day shower or thunderstorm Wednesday, lower 80s. Sunny and cooler, lower 70s Thursday. More sunshine, pleasant Friday, lower to mid-70s. A mix of sun and clouds, warmer Saturday, upper 70s to around 80. Scattered showers and thunderstorms developing later in the day or at night. And scattered thunderstorms possible again Sunday, highs over the weekend in the upper 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.